After a week without power, a backup generator is scheduled to arrive in the southwest Alaska village of Tulaksak today. But families have already lost hundreds of pounds of moose, fish, birds, and berries. KYUK's Ben Matheson visited with residents in Tulaksak to hear their concerns.
Fred Napoca met the airplane Thursday morning to pick up a new generator. As a smaller unit buzzed in the background, Napoca and a few helpers got to work setting it up.
There should be oil quartz.
Napoca's new 4,000-watt gas generator came at just the right time.
With this warm weather, it won't take too long to have the freezers thaw out.
Families are taking shifts with generators and running cords to their neighbors in attempts to save food. It's not uncommon for people in the village more than 50 miles upriver from Bethel to have multiple freezers where they store subsistence food, making up the majority of their diet. The more than 400 residents have been without power for a week. The Tulaksak Traditional Power Company has been unable to repair their generator following a blown piston. The state is sending an emergency generator on a DC-6 that's large enough to power the entire community, but it's too late for some. Veronica Andrew lists her losses.
80 pounds of meat. 70 pounds of bird, about 100 pounds of fish.
Ray Nikolai's more than 150 pounds of moose was no good.
Have to give it to the dogs, I guess, because I can't cook it and eat, because I know what'll happen to me if I do that.
A long list of regional and statewide organizations are keeping close communication with Tulaksak. Community members filled out surveys Thursday listing how much food was inedible. The state wants to be ready to ask food charities for help if it becomes necessary. Local store manager Andrew Alexi still had food on the shelves, but said customers were out in force.
It's a hectic week.
Crews continued to work on the power plant Thursday and clear space for the temporary unit. The state says Tulaksak can use it as long as they need as they come up with a longer-term solution. Peter Andrew Sr., the president of the Traditional Council, which runs the utility through the tribe, says the generator has had a hard life.
It's very old and it's very outdated. I don't know how old is that generator, but the mechanic said here it was an outdated generator, and it's very hard to find parts for it.
People over the past week have been depending on wood stoves for heat and camp stoves for cooking. Marie Andrew was dealing with limited access to the washateria by bringing out the old washboard.
Since the lights are off, I'm washing clothes by hand.
When asked their plans for restocking freezers after the unplanned November thaw, many hope that state and federal managers could open up additional hunting for moose and caribou. Andrew had another simple solution.
Go ice fishing.
In an unseasonably warm November, many residents' calendars have been tossed aside. As freezers go warm, some even moved up Thanksgiving dinner a few weeks to save the turkey from going spoiled. In Tulaksak, I'm Ben Matheson.